Here we go.
Good morning, 608 Brack. Hunter.
Yahoo. Yahoo.
There we go. Today another day.
For what?
Qualifying.
Oh, yeah. Next week. Next week is another qualifying day. Yeah. Honestly, I was just updating. Speaking of, Hunter's talking about the Nintendo there, and obviously we're giving away a Nintendo Switch for the Screaming Yellow Summer, and we only have 5 qualifying rounds left.
Wow.
Dude, that's amazing. Where did the summer go? Dude, we started this on June 14th. And now it's almost over. It's gone. I mean,
just thinking about it yesterday too, man. Halfway through August.
Jesus.
What happened to the first part of August? Where'd it go?
Ever since January 1st, 2020, I don't think time has mattered at this point. It's just gone.
Lord, man. It's gonna be leaves are gonna start turning here soon, you know?
You know what kind of sucks?
Like, what happened?
What sucks for us, and maybe you know, since we have like time sensitive things and we do things like we have dates like, oh, okay, this date's coming. We have dates that we watch for, and I think that's why. If we didn't have to pay such close attention to the calendar, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe we wouldn't notice as much, but we're constantly updating. Like, okay, I got to make sure that I have this audio to play this day, and yet, you know what I mean? So there's things. Yeah. In days that I have to watch out for, and I think that's why it's so apparent to us that life is flying by and we're all going to be dead soon. I think that's kind of...
Whatever it is, it just needs to chill out a little bit.
Slow down. Anyway. You know? But no, next week we have a couple qualifying rounds, so stick around for that. You got it? Okay. Let's do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Now that we've depressed everyone, telling them that life is meaningless and it's fading away super fast, super. You know the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that one? Which is just a terrible, terrible fact of life, or maybe saying for life. Well, there was a 62-year-old woman in Cleveland who had to experience this. She was at her house last Wednesday and noticed a guy in his mid-30s sitting outside in his car. It was really hot, and he was in a sweater. So she decided to be nice and go offer him a bottle of water. He said, okay, and then followed her to her garage where the water was. Then, after she handed him the water, she looked down and realized he opened his pants and he exposed himself, okay?
Now, Jesus.
Instead of like, hey, what are you? She just calmly asked him why he thought it was a good idea to pull his junk out, but he didn't answer and just took off. It's not clear if the cops have tracked him down yet.
No. Why are you doing that, sir? Why you put that away? Come on, sir.
Sir, I'm just trying to help you out. It's a hot day. You don't need to be pulling out your parts and showing them to me. However, now look.
Would have just been like, yeah, I know it's hot. That's why I have it out.
That's why my pants are open. I got to let those breathe. So there's a lot of unanswered. Why was this guy sitting in his car on a hot summer day in a sweater? Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the other question. Why didn't the lady just take water out to him? Okay.
Yeah. Why do you got to invite the guy? Now he knows where you live. He knows what your garage looks like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of murdery things could happen in this scenario. I mean, she's lucky that it was just some guy who apparently likes exposing himself to unsuspecting victims. Now, without getting all sexist or whatever you want to say with this, blaming the victim, because I'm not. However, maybe the guy thought the lady was hitting on him, and he's like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. Yeah, she's going to give me a glass of water. Okay, right. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Kind of like, oh, you need me to come over and fix your plumbing? I'm not saying what the guy did was right.
Why else would I be invited over?
Exactly. Not saying
guy in a sweater.
That the guy is right, but, you know, maybe he's like, oh, this old lady, you know, she thinks I'm rocking it, man. She's inviting me over. I'm going to get laid. And so he was just kind of, it was a preemptive strike, which he shouldn't have done. But maybe he just happened to watch an adult video where a cougar comes out and asks the guy, like, hey, young man, you're all hot and sweaty. Could you use a glass of water? And he's like, yeah. And then, bam, 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 you know what I mean? Maybe that's what he was thinking.
Possibly. I don't know. I think you're just making stuff up at this point. But
no, he's a creep for sure. Don't get me wrong. He's a creep for sure.
Yeah.
But come on. We've all been in that position where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to get laid. And then like, oh, I didn't get laid because, you know,
Not every deed in the world it leads to getting laid, guys. You
I
know?
Mean, it should. It should. Okay, that's how everything. The only reason I've ever done anything nice in my life was to get laid. All right, that's basically it. That's basically it. All right.
No. Good Lord. Yeah, well, just keep in your pants. Yeah. Take the water. You know, you'll know.
And
you'll
here's what we also learned. Yeah, if you're in Cleveland, for some reason, you're in that godforsaken hellhole, just know that at some point, if you offer someone some water, they're going to whip out their body parts, whether you like it or not. Cleveland. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.